This is Dr. The Vedic Tetting consultation on Clement, C-L-E-M-E-N-T, that's her last name, first name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara, date of birth, June 24, 1943, patient seen for Dr. Sears, new paragraph, dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 80-year-old female does not smoke, does not drink. She denies any drug allergies. Her symptoms mainly fatigue and weakness on ongoing basis because she is chronically anemic. History of present illness. Patient has ulcerative colitis, which was diagnosed at age 30. Since then, she has been on medication. Initially, she was on sulfasalazine and it did not help much. Patient continued to have significant weight loss and anemia since then. In 1978, she had total colectomy with a colostomy placed in on account of her significant symptoms. Later on, it was converted to internal pouch. It is also called Cox pouch, K-O-C-H pouch, which is basically a pouch inside the belly hidden with a small tube coming out. Patient had that for 20 years. It worked well until in 2019 it was leaking and she had to have colostomy because she developed peritonitis and infection. At that time she ended up with some surgery. Subsequently she had another surgery for leak and adhesions. Later on, and the tube that they had put punctured intestine, so she had to have lots of intestinal loops taken out. Also, some sepsis around that period. She had to have pot placement for parenteral nutrition. Again, that got infected, that had to be taken out. So last few years she has had several surgery. Now she has short gut syndrome and significant malabsorption. And she says that she has to eat frequently because right after she eats or drinks, you know, things comes out into her colostomy pouch in very short time, and that's why any medications in iron and such are difficult to be given, and she has malabsorption. Other part of her past medical history is basically she does not have diabetes or hypertension, otherwise she is healthy. New paragraph. Physical exam, new paragraph. The patient has developed chronic renal insufficiency, according to her, on account of complications from the colostomy. Her creatinine runs around 3.5, her BUN runs around 56, and according to her, she requires IV infusion so many times a week to maintain her hydration and her electrolyte status. On recent evaluation, her albumin was low at, her total protein were low at 5.6 and calcium were 8.1. Her hemoglobin was 8.4, creat was 24.6, MCV 102, WBC 6.6 and platelet was 204. New paragraph. She was referred to nephrologist for Procrit, but they declined. So patient is here for evaluation of her anemia and possible Procrit injections. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is very pleasant, 80-year-old female, 5'4", weighing 123, blood pressure 124/78, IC anti unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, she has colostomy, extremities no edema. New paragraph diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, anemia, most likely from chronic kidney disease. Diagnosis 2, Crohn's disease. Diagnosis 3, short loop syndrome and total colostomy with a total colectomy with a colostomy. New paragraph recommendations. I will draw CBC, reticulocyte count, CMP, iron, ferritin, B12, and erythropoietin level. Once available, we will consider giving her procreate once weekly. Thank you. This is a consultation on Barbara Clement, CLEMENT. Copy of this consult should be given, sent to Dr. Sears in Gainesville. One copy to my office. Thank you.